We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Moran, Torah Resh Pei Beis, Part 2. Rabbi Nazal says, Veda, and you should know, Shemi sheyochoy lasois elu hanigunim, that a person who's able to create the songs that we discussed before, dahainu, which means, lelakeit hanakudais toivoy shenim sebechol echad miYisrael, to have the ability to look at every single Jew and recognize good points in each and every single person, even a person who's got a lot of things wrong with them, a lot of things terrible about them, but to be able to zero in and identify good points in the person, one good point, and then take another good point and another good point and use it to compose a song. Just like a song is composed by taking notes, a note from here, a note from there, not this note, not that note, and composing a song. Afilu b'apoyshe Yisrael. Even from the worst sinners of Klal Yisrael. The term poysheya means a person who commits sins intentionally and spitefully. He knows it's wrong, he's doing it anyway, and he's doing it to get Hashem chas v'shalom. Even in those people, to be able to find good points in them, who yochoy lehispale lifnei homud? That person is qualified to be a chazan, to lead the prayer, to be a shliach tzibur. Before we continue, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of Rosh Hashanah, when it begins, introduces the topic of the Yomim Noiroim, the days of awe, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are the most serious holidays of the year, when the focus is most on prayer. So the Shulchan Aruch goes into tremendous detail, saying that regarding choosing one to lead the prayers, let's discuss this very carefully. And the Shulchan Aruch gives a long list there of requirements of who's best qualified and who's not qualified to lead the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And it mentions Yirah Shamayim, it mentions a whole slew of qualities. However, after the whole long list, it says, but this is all secondary. Most important and more important than all of these qualifications of respect for Hashem, religious, doesn't commit sins, hasn't eaten treif, more important than all of those is that it's got to be a person who does not have any quarrel with anybody in the entire shul. A person who is at peace and good relationship with everybody in the shul. Because if not, if the person who's going to lead the prayers has any kind of intention that he doesn't want to include a particular individual because I have nothing to do with him and I'll have nothing to do with him, that disqualifies the prayer of the entire congregation. He can't say that I'm going to represent 3,299 people, but not that one. Because what happens is all 3,300 people are rejected, chas v'shalom. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. So here, when Rabbi Nazal is speaking about who's qualified to be a chazan, a person whose voice is pleasant, a person who has yirah shamayim, all of those are important, but nowhere near as important as a person who has the ability, who has the hashkafa, person whose religious conviction is that they know that every single Jew is good, and every single Jew has good in them, and that's what I focus on. When I think of another Jew, 99% of the time, I'm thinking only about the good aspect of that person, and how to relate to that, and how to connect to that. Back inside, ki hamispale lifnei homud, because the one who's going to be leading the tefillah, hu nikra shliach tzibur, he is called Shliach Tzibur, meaning he is a messenger and a representative of the entire gathering, the entire congregation. And remember, the word Tzibur, the Tzadik stands for Tzadikim, the Beis stands for Benonim, the Vav Reish stands for Urishoim. That Hashem is fully aware that when you have a gathering of Jews, not everybody is the same. Not everybody's on the same level. You have righteous people, you have Rishoyim, wicked people, they're all part of the Kehila. They're all part of the congregation. And the Gemara says, in Krisus, the Gemara says that any fast, that when we have a fast day, which means that we're especially serious about tefillah. There hasn't been rain for months, and people are seriously concerned about their lives and livelihoods. The Gemara says any fast in which Rishoyim are not included is invalid. It doesn't count. And the Gemara proves it from the Ketores, the most important of all sacrifices, the Ketores, which is the offering that was brought into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, and it was brought every single day, twice a day, in the morning and the evening. And the Ketores was made of 10 very good smelling spices, and one that had a foul, terrible odor, the Chelbana, which the Gemara says represents the Rishoyim, which if they are excluded, the Ketores is invalid, the Tefillah is invalid. V'tzorich sheyihye nishlach mikol hatzibur. And therefore, since this person, since the prayer leader is called Shliach Tzibur, he's representative and messenger of the congregation, he has to be someone who is being sent by the entire congregation. Everybody is agreeing for him to be the one. Dehainu, and therefore, which means, Shetzorech sheyekabetz kol nekuda toiva shenimtza b'kol echad mi'amispalolim. It's got to be a person who has the ability to gather together every single good point that's found in every single one of the people in that congregation. V'chol hanekudos toivos yiu nichlolim boi. And all of their good points should come together in him. He's going to be the shliach. He's the one they're all contributing, just like when it came to building the Mishkan. The Mishkan was going to attract Hashem, place that would draw Hashem into it. The Mishkan was something which every single Jew contributed to, every person gave, but they gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they authorized him to act on their behalf. You take our good points, you take the copper and the silver and the this, you take the different good points and put it together. It's all being brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the one who's putting it all together. V'hu yamoid v'yispalel im kol hatoiv hazeh. And he's the one who's going to be standing before Hashem and praying with all the good of all the people that are part of that congregation. V'sehu shliach tzibur. And this is the real fulfillment of a messenger of the entire congregation of the tzibur. V'tzorech sheyiboy b'china govoya kazu. And therefore, we're talking about a person who has this high madrega. He's on so high a level. Shaydezeh yiu kol hanekudos te'evamei lov. So that all the good points of all the different people in the congregation, all are drawn to him. Ve'yiu nichlolim boy. And they all become part of him. They all merge inside of him. We know Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos in several places expounds on this chapter on Likutei Moran, especially on page 1, book 1, page 1. Rav Nosson Zal chooses this chapter of Likutei Moran, which is the closing chapter of the first section of Likutei Moran, to begin his Likutei Halachos with. And there he discusses many things that are directly and indirectly related to this halacha. One of the things he discusses is Moshe Rabbeinu. And he takes us to the beginning. The Torah says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the entire room was filled with light. And then, after 3 months, his mother couldn't keep him there anymore. She put him in a box. She put him in the river. Basya Basparoi went down to the river with her maidens. And it says they heard a baby crying. They went. They reached for the box. They opened it. And the pasuk says, Vatere oisoi kitoivhu. She saw him that he was good. And the Gemara expounds, what does that mean? What did she see? She saw light, she saw this. Rav Nosson Zal says, the Torah is telling us immediately, from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, that he was just like Hashem. One of the definitions of Hashem is Toiv. We say in Ashrei, Toiv Hashem Lakoil. Hashem is good. And the Tikkuni Zohar tells us that the name of Hashem, the most often noted name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, in Mispar Koton, where we drop the zeros, Yud is 10, we count it as 1, we ignore the 0. Yud is 1, He is 5, Vav is 6, and He is 5. It totals up to 17, which is Toiv. And this is why the Pasuk says, Toiv Hashem. Toiv Yudke Vavke. Hashem is Toiv. Hashem is Toiv. And the true tzaddikim are Toiv. The Pasuk says, Imru tzaddik ki Toivhu. And again, we have the example of Moshe Rabbeinu, who Rav Nosson Zal says there, because he was wall-to-wall Toiv, that's what gave him this ability that whoever he connected to, he connected immediately to the Toiv. Because he was only Toiv, his radar was sensitive. Any person he came in contact with, immediately there was a connection to the Toiv. He was able to identify, recognize the Toiv in that person, and connect with it. And this is how Rabbeinu Zal here is defining the most important qualification of a Shliach Tzibur. This is why the Gemara says that Mi sheyesh lo choyle b'toich beisoy, if the person has a problem in their house, someone is sick, something like that, Yelech etzel chacham v'yavake sholof rachmim. Go to a chacham and have him be mispalel. We know in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal often uses the word chacham, tzaddik, interchangeably sometimes. It's referring to the same thing. What kind of chacham are we talking about here? If somebody's going to pray for you, in order to do that, they have to be able to defend you. Tefillah is a negotiation. Tefillah means somebody's davening for you, means they're acting as your lawyer. And in order to be somebody's lawyer, if you're looking at a guy, it would be a gift to the world. If this guy were dead, you ain't going to defend him that well. You're not going to do such a good job of defending him. In order to defend somebody, you have to be able to recognize the good in that person. Even if you know the person isn't perfect, but you have to be able to ignore, to block out the bad in that person and focus only on the good, then you can defend that person. Then you can be a shliach tzibur. This was the secret of the success of Moshe Rabbeinu. Came to the Egel HaZohav, came to the worst situations. When the Jews were at their worst, he had the ability, because he was Toiv. Hashem is Toiv, the Tzaddik is Toiv, and the Tzaddik is Mevatel himself to Hashem. He's able to focus on the good of the person in all situations. Umi sheyochoy la'asos migunim anal. And a person who has the ability to make these songs that are created from the good points of all the different people, dahainu sheyochoy lodun es kol odom lekaf schus, meaning he has the ability to judge everybody in a favorable way, afilu es hakalim, even the lowest people, the weakest people, v'horishoyim, and the evil people. How does he do that? Ki mishtadel lechapes ulevakesh limtzei bekulam nekudos toivos kanal, because this person works at it. He tries very hard to search for and to identify, to find in all of these people the good points in them. Shaydeze nas nigunim kanal. And that's how these songs are composed. Ze hatzadik shoyches b'madregazois, a tzadik who's on that level, who yochol lihiyos chazen u'shliach tzibur. He can lead the congregation in prayer. He can represent. He can be the lawyer, the attorney, the one who's chosen to represent the entire community. Dehainu lispale lifnei ha'omud, to go to the omud and be the one to lead the prayers. Ki hu yesh boi b'china zu hatzricho l'shashliach tzibur hehogun be'emes, because he has this qualification which is needed most in order for a person to really be the proper candidate for shliach tzibur. Shetzorich shiye boi b'chinas sheyu kol hanekudos toivos te'elem elov. He's got to be a person whom all the good points of all the people in the shul, all the people in community, are drawn to him. He's a magnet for good. He attracts everybody. Why? Because again, he connects with the good in every single person. Most people walk into shul, they see somebody walk right past them without a good morning. Why? Because he's nothing. He's nothing to me, that's for sure. I have nothing to do with this guy. Whereas a person who is genuinely Jewish and knows there's no such thing in Judaism, chaverim kol Yisrael, we're all dependent on each other, and especially if you're walking into a shul or something like that, every single person there makes a difference. In such a situation, again, in order to be able to give a genuine smile to another person, you have to know that there's good in that person and be able to connect with that. Ve'yu nechlolim boy, and all the good points in all of these people become part of that person. Ki hu yochel lekabetz kol anekudos tov Hashem sebchalach miYisrael, because he has the ability to gather up all the good points that are found in every single Jew, afilu bepoishe Yisrael, even the worst of the worst. Those people who commit sin spitefully, is able to recognize good in them and to be able to see how they can be turned around. The Gemara gives us examples. The Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan, the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, who was walking with his students. And they were on one side of a river, and on the other side of the river, they saw a bunch of bandits, a group of killers, murderers, thieves. And one of them, the leader, the one who was the strongest one of them, the Gemara says, jumped. He was so powerful. He jumped across the river in one leap, standing in front of Rabbi Yochanan and his students. Why did he jump? He was attracted. He never in his life saw someone as handsome as Rabbi Yochanan. A level of handsomeness, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan resembled Yosef HaTzadik. And the Arizal says there was a Gilgul connection, that's why. So Reish Lakish, again, who this is what he was into. He wasn't into looking at men, he was into looking at women, probably, you know. But he saw something awesome here in Rabbi Yochanan that caused him to jump. And Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Yochanan. He understood immediately why this murderer, why this bandit came to look at him. He said, if you think I'm attractive, I have a sister who makes me look ugly. And if you will come to study Torah, I'll do what I can to see that she should marry you. Where in the world that Rabbi Yochanan would look at him, would give him the time of day? Picture something like this happening today. The Gemara shows what the definition of tzaddik is. Rabbi Yochanan looked at this murderer ahead of a whole band of bandits, and he saw that this could be a Reish Lakish, who ended up being his learning partner. Talmud Chaver, the Gemara says, when Reish Lakish passed away, Rabbi Yochanan was crying and crying, and they took the next best student and tried to put him next to Rabbi Yochanan. And every time Rabbi Yochanan would say something, this student would say, I could bring 20 proofs to show that what the Rebbe said is right. Rabbi Yochanan looked at him and said, who needs you? That's what I need. I need somebody to prove that I'm right. I need Reish Lakish here to challenge me. Every move, every word I said, no, it's not true. And I had to fight with him every minute to prove that I was right. That's what I need. This is what Rabbi Yochanan saw in Reish Lakish. And again, how he attracted him. How did he bait him? I know what you like. You like a beautiful girl. Come, come. No problem. The Gemara says, Rabbi Abba. The Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Abba. The Zohar HaKadosh tells, he once went into the street and he said, okay, who wants to get rich? And a young kid came over to him and said, I do, you know. He said, good, come with me. Brought him into the Beis Medrash. Long story, we've told this story before. This kid sat in the Beis Medrash for a couple of months and then he went back to Rabbi Abba and he said, where's the beef? Where's the bucks? Where's the euros? Rabbi Abba said, don't worry, I didn't forget. A little more, just go a little more. He learned a little more, and then the kid came over to Rabbi Abba crying. I'm so embarrassed that I was silly to compare this to money. This stuff that I'm learning here is so far better than this. The money is an insult to the Torah. Rabbi Abba said, you're doing great. Keep at it. And the Zohar HaKadosh says a short while later, a billionaire came into the yeshiva, went over to Rabbi Abba, the Rosh Yeshiva, and said, I have a daughter. That's the most precious thing in the world to me. I need a son-in-law. You have somebody? And he showed him he had 13 goblets of puz. The Gemara says, puz is the most expensive type of gold. It's the rarest type of gold in the world. He says, this is what I'm going to give him to start the marriage with. You know, $13 million. So Rabbi Abba said, I have just the guy for you. It's Yossi over there. And the Gemara says later on, when he became a rabbi, he was called Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi, the Rabbi Yossi of Paz. And these are just small examples. The Gemara gives story after story. We've given the example of Nevuzaradan, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, people who went as far out as you can go in murder, in adultery, in all sins, and turned around to be Chozer b'tshuva.